music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An era of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/Retrospect Garage Punk Radio.
Rock and roll music and why I preach against it, and I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today.
Hi, I'm Phil Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. This week coming to you from Melbourne, Australia, where I am spending a month visiting community media organisations and spending time at a conference and hanging out with friends. So I'm away from my regular studio operation, which makes it a little challenging to put together fresh episodes. So this episode is a replay of one from a year or two ago. It's an Australia versus New Zealand episode. If you missed it and you haven't heard it, enjoy. If you have heard it, enjoy it again as I revisit some little heard Antipodean 60s garage. Antipodean, that's a word that means this part of the world, aka down under. So this episode is called the Trans-Tasman Tussle. If that confuses you, the Tasman Sea is a stretch of water that separates Kiwis from their more uncouth neighbours over what we call the ditch. So enjoy this episode of Retrospect. Phil Gray, welcome again to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. This week, episode 648. And this week especially, my thoughts go out to my friends across the US, irrespective of your political alliances. Like a lot of people, I fear the US is going into turbulent times. Turbulent and scary. This episode, though, I've named it Trans-Tasman Tussle. That reference means nothing to you. The Tasman Sea is a stretch of water between New Zealand and Australia. And this episode entirely tracks from this part of the world, down under. We started off with a track out of Australia, Melbourne, Australia, with a band who became one of the most popular in Melbourne. They released two singles for HMV Records, formed in 1965, very much influenced by the Beatles and other sounds coming out of the UK. They grew their hair long, caused problems because some band members were still in school. In fact, one of them, John Levy, was only 14, and he was instructed to either get his hair cut or be expelled, so he left. This band toured Adelaide and Sydney. They're on a popular Australian TV show called Go, another one called Commotion, and a probable highlight of their career, supporting the Rolling Stones in their 1966 tour of Australia and New Zealand. The band is called The Moods, classic Australian garage rock track called Rum Drunk.
I have really good news. This is one of the greatest accomplishments in history.
Continuing with cool tracks out of Australia, this one is a classic Australian garage track from a band formed 1964 playing R&B and jazz before becoming, quote, the most relentlessly experimental psychedelic band on the Melbourne discotheque dance scene. They formed as students at Melbourne University. They are called the Wild Cherries, and here's an iconic Australian track. It is called Chrome Plated Yabby.
This is Zach Olson from The Crowding Clouds, Orb, Hereafix, Trafford Island, and various other bands from the psychedelic Australian underground. And you're listening to Retrospect with Phil Gray.
I love you. Let's take a look at the magnificent new Holden. Note Holden's styling. It's functional, trend-setting, and years ahead because it's curved. The curved styling gives you much more room inside, more room than any car anywhere near the price. Plenty of room in the boot, too. As much luggage space as you'll ever need. And you have the choice of Holden's three great engines for really spirited performance. You can't go past Holden for value.
Retrospect, episode 648, Trans-Tasman Tussle. Comparing and contrasting tracks out of Australia and New Zealand, both sides of the Tasman Sea. Set of three out of Australia. The Wild Cherries, chrome-plated yabby, chrome with a K. Yabby is like a shellfish or a prawn that you find in Australia. Followed that with a band who formed in 1964 as the Impacts. They became the Purple Hearts. They're out of Brisbane. That name changed because there was another band called The Impact, so that chose Purple Hearts, a not uncommon phrase in the beat music scene or the mod subculture. Fronted by a guy called Mick Hadley, described as an amazing frontman, riveting audiences with his wild-eyed performances. The Purple Hearts with Here Tis, or Here Apostrophe Tis. And our third selection out of Australia, going back a little bit earlier, 1964 on HMV, it was a track called Lonely 16 by Anne Riley and the Echo Men. The Echo Men, fairly well-known Australian rock and roll band around the Sydney scene. Anne Riley, a Sydney singer with a TV career, released the track Lonely 16 on EMI. We head to New Zealand straight after this. Hi, I'm Phil Gray, host of Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. It's a labour of love, and if you dig what I do, why not buy me a beer?
Yeah.
Or just a coffee? You can do that now via buymeacoffee.com/Mr. Phil Gray. That's buymeacoffee.com/MrPhilGrey, Mr. Phil Gray. I may not be able to have a beer or coffee in person, but we can do it virtually. On with the show.
A place to turn.
We've had four tracks out of Australia. Let's take four in a row from here in New Zealand. Starting off with a band called The Librettos. You can see them on our Insta and Facebook. They were active 60 to 66, forming while members were attending Rongotai College in Wellington, apparently choosing the name The Librettos at random by sticking a pin in a dictionary. By 1963, they had pretty good following in Wellington. Then 1964, they supported Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas and Cilla Black on a 1964 tour of New Zealand, boosting their exposure significantly. Same year, they recorded their only LP, Let's Go with the Librettos, which includes a cover of The Ventures' Let's Go, probably the best known song here in New Zealand, as it was used as the theme song for the Let's Go TV show. The band headed to Sydney in March 1965, found themselves competing with dozens if not hundreds of bands much the same. The band did not go much further. Here's my favourite track from the Librettos, their cover of Paul Revere and the Raiders Kicks.
You found the answer on that magic carpet ride last night. When you wake up in the morning, the world still gets you untied. Well, there's nothing that you ain't tried to fill the emptiness inside. But when you come back down, girl, still ain't. But not with kicks. You just need help, girl. When you think you're gonna find yourself a little piece of paradise, it ain't happened yet, so girl, you better think twice. Don't you see, no matter what you do, you'll never get away from you. And if you keep on, you'll have to pay the price. And don't it seem like kicks just keep getting harder to find? And all your kicks ain't bringing you peace of mind. Before you find out it's too late, girl, you better get straight. No, you don't need kicks to help you face the world this way.
You turn up for the refreshing tingling taste of ice cold tea. Now's the time for a long cool glass of iced tea. Clean, fresh tea is the total taste. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Monaco, Federal Street. Go to the Monaco, strictly for swingers. Friday and Saturday from 7:30. Shake till your back aches to the big sounds of today. Top 10, soul, rhythm and blues. Oh, I tell you, guys and gals, the Monaco is good news. Friday or Saturday, take off to the Monaco. Fab, fun, and strictly for Jet Set Team.
Retrospect episode 648, the Trans-Tasman Tussle, Australia versus New Zealand, in the great tradition of rugby, cricket, and now 60s garage. Four tracks, librettos covering Paul Revere and the Raiders Kicks. Then Thomas Adderley, born in Birmingham in the UK in 1940. Throughout his career, he managed clubs in Auckland. He was a pop singer, a jazz singer, a blues singer, TV entertainer, festival organiser, also it says here, a junkie and a prisoner. His first album was in fact his vocals in front of imported backing tracks. He was known for wearing a lurid silver and mauve suit. He did a lot of things. He was in a band called Tommy Adderley's Head Band, but Tommy Adderley passed away in 1993 at the age of just 52 years old. Tommy Adderley included in that set with a very brief, actually a radio ad for tea called Tea is the Total Taste. Followed that up with A Troubled Mind out of Napier, on the east coast of New Zealand's North Island. They began in 1965 as a Len Whittle combo, playing around the Napier, Hawke's Bay is the region, around that area and also in Wellington. Later they changed their name to the Deep Set, recorded a number of demos that were never released, moved up to Auckland 1967, changed their name to The Troubled Mind. We had the A-side of their very first single recorded on New Zealand's iconic 60s label Zodiac, March 1968, cover of the Stones' Under My Thumb. And finally in the set of four, another cool Kiwi garage classic, The Challenge, sort of a bubblegum group. That track though, The Crunch, written by the late Ray Columbus, released 1969, actually a promotional song and record to boost the sale of Smith's potato chips, or crisps, and an attempt to start a dance craze called The Crunch. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Let's head back over to Australia with a band out of Melbourne. A CBS Records release from 1966. This is The Pilgrims 5, a track called And Blue.
Well, maybe this is more interesting. How do you like this?
Look. Christmas.
So sticking with Retrospect this week, our Trans-Tasman tussle as we compare and contrast and battle between New Zealand and Australia. Got any favourites so far? Your feedback's always welcome. You can comment on the episodes on Spotify. You can certainly comment on our Instagram and Facebook posts, or you can message me directly. So we had the Pilgrims Five and Blue. Followed that up with a band out of Melbourne featuring two members of what would become Daddy Cool. But as the Pink Finks, they formed early 1965 when a 16-year-old R&B fanatic called Ross Wilson joined forces with a school-aged outfit called the Fauves, playing mainly the Shadows and the Ventures. All the members still at school. In fact, one of them only 14 years old, driven to concerts by his mum. They became hugely inspired by the Yardbirds, Pretty Things and the Rolling Stones, so very much an R&B and blues influence. The Pink Finks released four singles during their career, including the track we had. Very cool take on the Kingsman classic, Lue Lue. The set wrapped with a band called The Hergs, H-E-R-G-S, out of Adelaide, Australia. Recorded just 1:45 before moving to Melbourne. The track we had described as a great early punk meets psychedelia track called Style of Love. A song written just the night before they went into the studio. So The Hergs, Style of Love. I'm Phil Gray. Thanks for listening to Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
It's interesting. He's got a very good approval rating, and I like that. It's good.
Back to New Zealand now. Let's check out Chance R&B. Chance, C-H-A-N-T-S. Chance R&B, originally known simply as Chance, out of Christchurch, where they won the 1964 Battle of the Bands contest at the Addington Showgrounds. They headed to Melbourne, were successful there, up until they split in 1967. Very much influenced by the Stones and the Yardbirds and them, but also Otis Redding. So sole influence on Chance R&B. Here they are with Neighbour Neighbour.
welcome once again to the Knickerbocker. I have behind me what was Palmerston North's top pop group. I say was because tonight Grim Limited are breaking up, and it was 18 months ago on a Wednesday night that they started in here, and so now it's their final appearance in Palmerston North.
Gentle colors of the rainbow world, for Floradora is just too beautiful.
Girls, this is Alison Durbin. You'll freak out over Floradora, Bendon's new bra, panty, girdle, and bikini brief.
Floradora, for you, with love and flowers from Bendon.
Hey, Joe, where you going with that money? We'll be right back.
set of New Zealand tracks, Chance R&B, Neighbour Neighbour. You can see Chance R&B up on our Instagram and Facebook. Then a track from a recent release, which I featured here at the time, from a band called Grim Limited. Now, they're from a place called Palmerston North, so an hour and a half or so north of Wellington. Frenzy Records released a collection of live tracks from this band, described as New Zealand's answer to The Pretty Things, this live album called Shaking It Up at the Nikoberg, described as setting to rewrite our rock and roll history in fierce and prototype punk style. So it was a live gig from late 1966, actually the band's very last performance, at the Nikoberg Coffee Lounge in Wellington. It's a very cool record, and I chose a very cool cover, The Who's Substitute, from Grim Limited, and wrapping the set, a little bit of psychedelia. From a band out of Wellington, actually first equal with The Formula in the 1967 Wellington Battle of the Bands. The band soon broke up but left some demos which were recorded at HMV Studios in Wellington. From those recordings, their take on Hey Joe, which appears on a couple of great New Zealand compilations. One is called How Is the Air Up There? The other, A Day in the Mind's Mind. Sebastian's Floral Array is the band covering Hey Joe.
In fact, even New Zealand, you see what's going on in New Zealand. It's terrible. We don't want that.
We'll squeeze in one more from here in New Zealand. This is a super obscure track, but I've always loved this one. I can pretty much guarantee it's only ever been played on retrospect. The band is called The Rising Suns, fronted by Dennis O'Brien, who went on to a solo career. Many New Zealand music fans will know him as, for many, many years, the proprietor of Slowboat Records in Cuba Street, Wellington. Older brother of New Zealand radio personality Phil O'Brien. Hey Phil. The Rising Suns formed in 1967 in Brooklyn, Wellington. Their only recording, I believe, was this Private Pressing, and it's another Who track. The Rising Suns out of Wellington. This is their particularly raw take on I'm a Boy.
I'm a boy.
I'm a boy.
Who says
you're a boy?
I'm a boy.
Joy. The other one's me, and I'm a boy. the studio.
And this record, let's take a look. It is so stupid.
Retrospect.
Australian track for this trans-Tasman tussle, a guy called Tony Barber, formerly lead guitarist and lyricist for Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs, Australian band formed in Sydney in 1963. Pretty big band too. So Tony Barber, No More Moanin' from 1966. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, no global garage so to speak, but for many of you, an episode entirely from Down Under could be considered global garage, right? Bunch of tracks out of Australia, bunch of tracks out of New Zealand. Remember, full track listings are always posted on our Retrospect Facebook page, Instagram profile, and also usually on TikTok as well. Any highlights for you? Your feedback, very, very welcome. I'd like to shout out too to our listeners in North America across a number of community and campus stations in Canada and the northern parts of the USA. My thoughts are with you, as I said at the top of the show, and I hope those in power manage to hold things together because I'm heading over in the not too distant future. But for now, wrapping with an instrumental from a band formed right here in Hamilton, actually at St. John's Catholic College. They formed as The Trends, moved to Auckland, changed their name to The Music Convention. They're an unusual band. They're sort of locked in between surf music and psychedelia. So with this track, they just kind of, as it says here, slammed them both together and then turned it up to 11. It's a favourite of mine. It's a long time since I've had it on the show. New Zealand's The Music Convention. This is called Belly Board Beat. Turn it up loud. Thanks again for joining me. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. We'll be right back.
As-tu déjà eu l'impression de marcher sur de la glace mince dans ta relation ? As-tu déjà eu l'impression d'être éclipsé par ton partenaire et mis de côté ? Ou connais-tu quelqu'un qui a vécu cette situation ? Ces sentiments sont plus courants que tu ne le penses. Femme Avertie est une organisation basée à Montréal qui cherche à soutenir toute personne potentiellement dans une relation toxique. Si tu as des questions sur ta relation, appelle-nous au 514-489-1110. On est là pour t'écouter et discuter de ce qui se passe dans ta relation. Marcher sur de la glace mince peut ressembler à garder le silence pour maintenir la paix, à s'inquiéter des réactions de ton partenaire, à ressentir un stress constant autour de ton ou ta partenaire, à vivre des montagnes russes émotionnelles ou à être émotionnellement épuisé. Ce sont toutes des choses que tu devrais exprimer avec des personnes bien informées et qui te soutiennent. Et c'est ce qu'on fait à Femme Avertie. On priorise toujours ta sécurité et on peut t'orienter vers des ressources. Encore une fois, ce numéro est le 514-489-1110. On offre également des séances de groupe et des services de soutien personnalisés. Femme Avertie, par des survivantes, pour des survivantes.
Sit back, relax, and open your mind. Together, we'll travel throughout the city, the country, and across our planet in the pursuit of sonic phenomena that will challenge the limits of our perception.